This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden called Jordan's King Abdullah a good, loyal, decent friend during a meeting Monday at the White House. It was the first of three face-to-face talks Mr. Biden will have in the coming weeks with Middle Eastern leaders. Biden described the king as a strong ally in what he called a tough neighborhood. It was a show of support for the Jordanian leader after an April challenge to his rule from his half-brother. For his part, Abdullah said, "You can always count on me, my country, and many of our colleagues in the region." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday the two leaders would have an opportunity in private talks to, quote, discuss the many challenges facing the Middle East and showcase Jordan's leadership role in promoting peace and stability in the region. She called Jordan a key security partner and an ally of the United States. Abdullah's in-person visit with Biden is the first by a Middle East leader since the U.S. president took office in January. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi is scheduled to visit the White House next week, and the Biden administration is also planning for a visit for Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Leftist school teacher Pedro Castillo was proclaimed Peru's next president on Monday by an elections jury after reviewing claims of electoral fraud waged by his right-wing rival Keiko Fujimori. The trade unionist was declared the victor 6 weeks after a polarizing vote that leaves Fujimori facing an imminent corruption trial. Castillo came out of the June 6th runoff vote ahead by only about 44,000 votes. The official result had been delayed by appeals from Fujimori aimed at annulling some ballots over accusations of fraud, despite little evidence. This is VOA News. President Biden has said he is to receive a detailed report Tuesday about the role China's civilian intelligence agency played in using ransomware to extort American businesses. Biden told reporters at the White House Monday that U.S. experts are still determining exactly what happened. He said the investigation is not finished. The president made the remark after the United States and other countries publicly accused China's Ministry of State Security of using criminal contract hackers to conduct an unsanctioned cyber operations on a global scale. The alleged activities include ransomware operations against private companies that are forced to pay millions in ransom demands to regain access to their data, according to U.S. officials. The United States on Monday specifically blamed China for a cyber attack in March that affected tens of thousands of organizations via Microsoft Exchange servers. The U.S. made the accusations along with NATO, the European Union, the United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Officials in Haiti say interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who has run the country since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, is preparing to hand power to a challenger backed by the international community. An official with the Haitian Foreign Ministry told Reuters that Joseph could hand over power to Ariel Henry, a 71-year-old neurosurgeon, in a ceremony as soon as Tuesday. Haiti Elections Minister Matthias Pierre told the Associated Press that Henri would take charge on Tuesday. He said negotiations are ongoing, however, as to when Joseph will step down. He said Joseph will go back to being Minister of Foreign Affairs. Joseph's announcement followed a statement Saturday from a group of international diplomats that called for the creation of a consensual and inclusive government in Haiti. The group said in its statement that it strongly encouraged Henri as prime minister. Danish cartoonist Kurt Vestergaard, whose image of the Prophet Muhammad wearing a bomb as a turban was at the center of widespread anti-Danish anger in the Muslim world in the mid-2000s, has died. He was 86. Vestergaard's family announced his death to Danish media late on Sunday. They said he died in his sleep after a long period of poor health. From the early 1980s, Vestergaard worked as a cartoonist for the daily Jyllands-Posten. His controversial depiction of the Prophet Muhammad, published by the paper among other images in 2005, led to worldwide anti-Denmark protests and threats on his life. Danish media reported that he died July 14th. That was a day after his birthday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.